You're listening to Gospel Light Radio Broadcast. It's your time to shine. Today on Gospel Light, Pastor Lenita Reeves shares wisdom from God's Word, a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway to purpose. Be sure to stay tuned for the entire broadcast so we can tell you how to get the message in its entirety. But for now, to introduce today's powerful message and time of prayer, here's our host, Pastor Lenita.
Stop talking so much. Do you know, it's amazing to me how much time people can waste on the phone. Can we just talk a little bit? Because I'm not a phone person. I really am not a phone person. I'll call you, check on you, pray, find out what's going on. But just to sit down on the phone for hours, that's not me. No, I got too much stuff to do. By the time I try to have a conversation, mommy, by the time, 5 minutes, mommy, six minutes, mommy. So I just put it down. But it's amazing to me how much time some people spend on the phone. Some people, listen, they could be on the phone, they are cooking, changing the baby's diaper, vacuuming, doing all kinds of things, and they are still on the phone. How much time could you have if you took that time and did something else, did something productive, read your Bible, sat down and prayed, had a devotion? So, I mean, it amazes me how much time we can spend on the phone. What are we talking about? What is it that we are talking about? Come on, I need y'all to help me. What is it? Are we talking about what somebody had on, how they were bluffing at the party? Or I mean, what is it? What are we talking about? Do you know what the Bible says? The Bible said, let your words be few. He said, because in the multitude of words, there is sin. So by the time you are on the phone and you are talking, you have sinned, though. You have sinned. Look at the person, say, you have sinned. You have lied. You've either lied, you've gossiped about somebody, you've slandered somebody, you've misrepresented the truth. You've done something. That's why the Bible said, let your words be few. Don't be a busybody in everybody else's business. Oh. What are we really talking about? And you know, sometimes I think back. We just did Red Hot Love. And I was thinking, I was like, there's a time me and Pastor Cephas used to be on the phone for hours. What were we talking about? What were we talking about? Sometimes I'm like, we wasted so much time. What? Talking about what? Nothing. Nothing. Oh. Talking about nothing. And thank God we had a long distance relationship. Because that's what helped us to keep our testimony. Oh, y'all, look at your faces. You looking like you's an angel. If you, okay. I said that's what kept our testimony. Because in the multitude of words, there's what? Sin. Sin. Your tongue is the muscle with the most stamina. The most stamina. Look at somebody and say, don't worry about it. Say, stop talking. Don't worry about it. Now, turn your Bible. Our last scripture and I'm done. Our last scripture because I'm out of time. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verses 6 to 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 6 to 15. Remember, the Holy Ghost said, I will do it. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 to 15. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, I planted the seed in your hearts, and Apollos watered it. This is Paul talking. Paul, the apostle, saying, look, I'm the one that preached the gospel to you. I planted the seed in your hearts, and Apollos watered it. But it was God who made it grow. Keep planting your seeds. It's God who makes it grow. Say yes. I said, keep planting your good seeds. It's God who makes it grow. He said, I planted the seed in your hearts and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow. It's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is that God makes the seed grow. The one who plants and the one who waters work together with the same purpose. We must labor with the same purpose. Works together with the same purpose. And both will be rewarded for their own hard work, laborers get paid. For we are both God's workers, and you are God's field. You are God's building. Because of God's grace to me, I have laid the foundation like an expert builder. Now others are building on it. But whoever is building on this foundation must be very careful, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. Anyone who builds on that foundation may use a variety of materials, gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, or straw. But on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. If the work survives, that builder will receive a reward. Did you hear this? So all of us, we will stand before God. We are, if you have repented, believed on the Lord, and confessed him as your Savior, you are saved. So you're not going to stand before him about whether you're going to go to heaven or hell. If you're saved, you're going to be with him. But we will stand before him for the work. Did you see that? He said, if the work is of any value, you will receive a what? A reward. Laborers get paid. Amen? Verse 15. He said, but if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss. Listen to this. The builder will be saved, but like someone barely escaping through a wall of flames. We are not going to barely escape. Amen? We are not going to barely escape because our work will speak for us. We must find something that will speak for us. We must put our hands to do something that will do what? Speak for us. And it's not gossiping. It's not gossiping. Amen? There's so much work that must be done. Amen? We have so much work to do. Yesterday I was over here. I spoke with two homeless people down the street, one in front of the McDonald's and one on the other side. And they need help. They need help. And if you remember from Matthew 25, he said, if you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. If you fed this person, this homeless person, it's like you were feeding me. There's so much work that we have to do. Amen. We want to be a blessing to the community. We want to feed the homeless. We want to continue to minister at the women's shelter. We want to plant more churches. Amen? We want to plant more churches. Hallelujah. We want to reach campuses. There's so much that we have to do. It means that we all have to put our hands to the plow. I know some of y'all are like, okay. No, but it must bear fruit. If what we are saying has not yet borne fruit in us, then why shouldn't we keep saying it? Why shouldn't we keep saying it? We should keep saying it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our young people need to be mentored. Our young people need mentors. Our young men need mentors. Our young ladies need mentors. There's so much work to be done that everybody can put their hand and receive a reward from God. Everybody. Now, the thing that I love is that he said, somebody planted a seed. Somebody else came and watered it. That's called teamwork. Amen? That's called teamwork. And then he said, because of that, God gave the increase. Now, you may not be able to do certain things. You may have time constraints, so on and so forth. We all do. But can you sow? Can you water? Can you play a part in the process? Amen? That's what we are talking about. Play a part in the what? The process. We are able to do wonderful things. Amen. We are able to do what? Wonderful things. We've partnered with the county. The county has been here. We've met with the county. They say, you guys are doing such great work. The backpack giveaways, the food bank. This church does many things, and some of you don't know about them. Because we have a vision for the future. We have a vision for the what? Future. I have a vision for the future. We just started a campus ministry at Towson University. Some of you don't know. But you see, we are not sitting down and all week long we do nothing and we just wait for the service to start. No, we work during the week. Amen? Amen. We work because we believe in the vision. Amen. So we are working the vision. Amen? The vision of this church is making Christ known. Amen. Throughout the world. Amen. Through the multiplication of action churches. We will make Christ known. We will do it here and we will do it throughout the world. And we will multiply. Because everybody has a part to play. Everybody has a part to play. God bless you. Stand to your feet. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to just invite you to respond to the word. Amen. Just respond to the word. There's something that you could do. There's a gift in you. There's a grace in you. Don't worry about the weeds. Don't worry about the weeds. Give it to God. Don't worry about the weeds. Give it to God. Amen. God said he will do it. The Holy Spirit said, I will do it. He said, I will give the increase. Did you hear the Holy Ghost? He said, I will give the increase. Amen? Whatever it is, God will do it. God will give the increase. We play our part, and he gives the increase. Amen? Did you hear me? Somebody plants, somebody waters. We play our part, but then God gives the increase. Hallelujah. So in this season, give your tongue a break. And believe God. Oh, hallelujah. Do you know that the tendency when you are in transition or you're trying to get somewhere, believing God to get somewhere, the tendency is to murmur and complain. Are you listening to what I'm saying? When God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, what did they do in the desert? They complained. What you complaining about? I just took you out of slavery. They was beating you upside the head, doubling your work, and you complaining? But that's the nature of people. When God is trying to get us somewhere better, sometimes we complain. So what I'm saying is, in the midst of this transition right now, give your tongue a break. Don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't say things you don't need to say because God is taking us somewhere. Oh, I said God is taking us somewhere. If you are on board, God will take you somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. We will make Christ known. We will do it throughout the world. We will multiply. We will raise up pastors. We will raise up leaders. And we will send them. Hallelujah. We will bless the community. Amen. We will do it. We are doing it. Did you know that? We are doing it. And we will do it at a greater capacity. If we can do it at this capacity, we just have to learn, improve ourselves, and do it at a greater capacity. But we will do it. You are a blessed people. And you are blessed to be a blessing. Everybody self-realizes or self-actualizes when they find what they can give, not what they can receive. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Did you understand me? I said everybody self-actualizes or self-realizes when they discover what they can give, not what they can receive. Self-actualizing, self-realizing, it means that you fulfill your potential. Everybody fulfills their potential when they realize what it is they have to offer, not what they want to receive. And you have something to offer. Everybody should have said amen. I said you have something to offer. Say amen. Some of you sitting here, you will be pastors. Some of you sitting here, you will be moguls in the marketplace. But God is not going to bless you for you to be a mogul and then you forget the rock from which you were hewn. Let me just say that. You see, because some people start smelling themselves. They start smelling themselves. And they say, oh, well, this church, you know, God is blessing me now, so I need to move on. No. Is this church that prayed for you, declared double over you, made impartation, and got you to where you are today? So why will you feel like if God starts blessing you, you're too big for it? Listen, let me tell you something. The people that God has given you to shepherd you, they have the grace to take you where you need to go. I said, they have the grace to take you where you need to go. Some of us have sacrificed for the kingdom. You know, Rev, sometimes they see us serving God and they think that we didn't have any other options. No, I had other options. I still have those options. I'm not only a pastor. So don't think that we don't have the grace or the capacity to take you where you need to go. I have 3 degrees. I've written 6 books. I'm a 6-time self-published author. I own a publishing company. I've helped dozens of people publish their books. So don't think that we can't take you where you need to go. We have chosen to serve God. We've chosen to do it. It's not that we didn't have any other options. We have chosen to serve God because we recognize that our calling, our vocation, is our first job. If you stick with us, you will get where you need to go. You will get where you need to go. You will do what? You will get where you need to go. Whether it's in the marketplace or it's in ministry. Because I'm not the kind of person that's too insecure to release people or to raise up. I have a grace to do it. I have apostolic grace to raise people up. So it's not a problem for me. What is a problem for me is disloyalty. That's what's a problem for me. That's what's a problem for me. That you can receive impartation and receive grace from somebody and then turn around and talk about them. That's a problem for me. But raising people up, no, that's not a problem for me. If you stick with us, you will get where you need to go. And that's, I'm not saying that about because it's about me. It's not about me. I know my assignment. I know my assignment. We are who we are by the grace of God. And you are who you are by the grace of God. We are going somewhere. Somebody said, what happened to her today? She coming different today. Yeah, it's a different day. Today is a different day. Lift up your right hand. Father, we thank you. Go on and thank you. Father, we thank you. We give you all of the glory. We give you all of the honor. We give you all of the praise. We thank you for your word. Let your word enter our hearts. Father, that we would understand that the word is sown in our hearts. Let our hearts be good ground. Let the word produce fruit in us. Father, that we would labor for the kingdom and receive a reward. We thank you, Father, that we will not worry about the weeds. You got it. But Father, we will continue to sow seeds. We'll continue to sow the word. We'll continue to sow good seeds. And we say, Father, give the increase. Give the increase. We thank you that you're going to do it. We bless you in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. Hallelujah. You could be seated in his presence. God bless you so much. I mean that. God bless you so much. Amen. God bless you what? So much. Amen. Today, do we have anybody behind the? I want the invitation confession and the giving and the tithing confession, please. Is Sunita here? Go and bring Sunita, please. Today, I just want to express my appreciation for you. Amen? I appreciate you. I want you to know that. And I want you to understand that what God has called us to do corporately as a church to make Christ known is bigger than us. It's what? Bigger than us. By the grace of God, we will do it. But each of you has a role and a part that you can play. Amen? You have a role and a what? A part that you can play. Amen? And I want you to seriously consider that. I want you to do what? Seriously consider that. Because it will take all of us pulling together to go to the next level. And I want all of us to go. I don't want anybody to be left behind. Amen? I appreciate you. Without you, we don't have a church. Amen? God will just have to bring a whole set of new people. Hallelujah. So we appreciate you. Amen. I want you to prepare your tithes and your offering. Amen? I want you to prepare your tithes and your offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to extend an invitation to anyone here today that says, I've been coming to this church, I visited, I like this church, and I think I want to be a member of this church. I want to extend that invitation to anyone here today that you say, I want to be a member of this church. I think I want to be planted. I want to be covered. I want to be a part of where God is taking this church. If that's you, you can come. If you're here today and you say, I need prayer because I want a fresh start, a new beginning, you can come as well.
You've been listening to Gospel Light Radio Broadcast with Pastor Lanita Reeves, where we are shining the light of the gospel. It's your time to shine.
We would be remiss if we did not take time to remind everyone listening that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. You know what? God has a plan for our lives, but sin separates us from that plan. We go about living our lives, doing our own thing, going our own way, trying to make things happen in our own strength. But God said, come unto me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The good news is that Jesus died for your sins. And though our sins separate us from God, Jesus died to take away the penalty of those sins, which is death. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And if we would respond to the leading of the Holy Ghost, to repent of trying to do things our own way, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and confess that belief with our mouths, we would be born again and saved from the penalty of sin. If you want to do that, you're listening and you want to do that, I want you to just say a prayer from your heart to that effect and let us know that you did it. Let us know by calling in. If you're calling in, call 410-761-1592. That's 410-761-1592. Let us know by emailing us at pastorlenita@gmail.com. That's pastor, PASTORLENITA @gmail.com. Let us know that you did that. Amen. We want to shine the light of the gospel, and we want to bring you to that light so you can also shine. You've been listening to Gospel Light Radio Broadcast with Pastor Lenita Reeves. Now, we want you to know that you can get the message in its entirety by visiting us at facebook.com/Pastor Lenita Reeves. facebook.com/Pastor Lenita Reeves, LENITAREEVES. If you want to get the message in its entirety, just simply go to our Facebook page and it will give you a link under the shop tab where you can do that. Also, we want everybody to know that we believe in the power of prayer, and we have midnight prayer every Sunday night and every Monday night on our prayer line. Again, you can get the information on our Facebook page. Please join us for midnight prayer. If you're looking for a tribe of people that believe in the power of prayer, you want to join our midnight prayer tribe. And again, the information is on our Facebook page. Also, please be reminded that the only reason that this broadcast can continue is through the support of the listening audience and sponsors like you. If you want to partner with us, please, you can also go to the Facebook page and you can get the information on our Facebook page under the About tab about how to do that. We need your support. We can't keep coming in every week without the support of our listening audience, and we want to be a light shining the gospel and proclaiming truth that will empower people to walk in purpose. Do not turn the dial. Do not disconnect from online, because we're going to be around for the next few minutes to take your prayer requests. You can dial in. If you're calling in, call 410-761-1592. That's 410-761-1592 with your prayer request, and we will be here to pray with you. If you want to pray the prayer of salvation, if you have a request related to the message that we shared, or any request at all, dial in. We want to hear from you. To everyone else, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week, the same time, same place. Until then, shine your light.